Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of sound, our head producer around here, Seth Hatmaker.
Good morning. Ooh, head of sound. Yeah, I like that.
New title. Yeah. We got fun things in store for the best listeners in radio. We're going to kick it off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good.
All right.
Our head of weather. Head of all weather.
Everyone's getting a promotion today. Yes,
it's a Friday. Friday promotions. That's what we'll do.
Yay.
We have some nice. We have reason to celebrate, Brittany. Mm-hmm. We got some nice weather coming up this weekend.
We sure do. We've just got a damp and raw day today to deal with first, and then things brighten up as we go into the weekend and warm up even into next week still. So we are on the up and up. Hang in there, you guys.
We've got
some scattered showers possible here this afternoon. Very, very minimal, very light, nothing like yesterday. And we could see a few more raining down by early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, the high-pressure system slides in. It clears our clouds late tomorrow morning. We'll see abundant sunshine by the afternoon. Highs will hit 60, so not too warm yet, but warmer than today because we're only going to make it to about 50 degrees. And then on Sunday, we are going to hit 70. Nothing but sunshine out there. Just a gorgeous weekend. So again, 60 tomorrow, 70 on Sunday, and then we're going to hold those 70s as we go into next week as well, and maybe even hit some mid-70s on occasion too.
All right.
Okay.
We'll take it. Yeah. Nice.
Let's just stop right there.
Yep.
That seems good. That sounds great. Thanks so much, Brittany. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend. We'll get back together on Monday. We'll let everybody know what to look forward to throughout the week.
Absolutely. Thanks. You too.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. We appreciate her. She does some great work. And you can catch some of Brittany's work in the newsletter that we put out. Just had a new edition come out yesterday. Be sure to sign up for that at WFHR.com.
Yes, indeed.
Seth and I got a jam-packed show lined up for you to get all of our stuff out, all the content out for the week, anything left over. We don't want it, spoiling
get
over the weekend.
Get all those leftovers, yeah.
We got four things to look forward to in May we'll dive into as our beginning of month tradition. Mm-hmm. We, of course, have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club for today, Saturday, Sunday. And after that, we'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Yes, indeed.
Have one of my favorite TV theme songs of all time today.
Ooh, nice. Oh, yeah. So I don't know if that's going to give anyone any clues or not, but still, it's cool.
I think it's going to be easy. I think it's going to be an easy one. We'll get into some entertainment news. How did the boss become the boss? We'll talk about Bruce Springsteen a little bit. Got some news about Tom Cruise and the things he went through to make that the most recent Mission Impossible film.
Bumps and bruises.
It's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, and certainly what is new on your local theater stage. Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yes.
All of that coming up for you, we'll get into. And before we wrap up the show today, not only going to get into our schedule and good stories of the day, but the five rudest things you can do at a movie theater.
Ooh.
That should be interesting. And we'll see if we have any add-ons to that. Of course, we'd love to hear from our audience. Call up and join the conversation with anything you guys want to talk about.
That's right.
A herd of about 25 cows went parading through several neighborhoods in Pennsylvania's Bucks County after escaping from a farm. Antoinette Worthington, one of the owners of the Curly Hill Farm in Dallasville, said a call from a neighbor led to discovery that about 25 young heifers had escaped from their pasture.
Oh, no.
Quote, they got spooked last night from the storm.
Oh.
At least that's what the cows are telling everybody. They ran past two electric fences, and they hit it with such force, they ripped a fence post out the ground.
Whoa.
The cows were caught on camera wandering through multiple neighborhoods and surrounding communities, eating grass and some of that.
What cows do, right?
About 10 of the bovines were captured outside a beverage business, and the rest were brought in later.
Just wanted a drink, that's all. So taking a little tasty beverage.
Anybody who has seen The Dirty Dozen or The Great Escape or any good prison break movie.
Right.
There's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of good ones. You know where I'm going with this. You know what happened here. They got caught. That's what happened.
That's what happens.
They got caught. Oh, we got spooked. Yeah. It happens. We're just cows. Ooh, yep. We don't know anything. We have four stomachs.
Yeah.
takes all our brain power. Yeah. We can't think without because our four stomachs are so hungry.
We're just cows. We don't know. This was an escape that went awry. They got out, and this is what happens. You make plans. You make good plans and everything. Like, okay, we're going to hit that fence. We can knock it down. We're bigger than that fence. There's more of us than them. We can do this. And they break through, and then all bets are off. Like, everybody just run. They had a plan. Like, okay, we're gonna go to Atlantic City. We're gonna put some money on the craps table. We're gonna get enough money to go retire in Wyoming. This was the plan. But everything, as soon as they got freedom, it was like, oh no.
And see, then they got scared, and then no one wanted to. They should have split up. Is what they should have done.
Yes.
But they all went in a group. Guys, come on.
They did this the wrong way.
They did it the wrong way. I know you're friends and all, but you know, you don't have to like crowd together all the time.
I'm keeping an eye on this story because I don't feel like this is the last time they're doing this.
If they break out again, yes, man, I think we got some legs on this, man.
really?
No, they really want to get out.
As long as they're safe and okay, I kind of hope they do. Anybody see this one? The Texas Department of Transportation took on an annual cleanup operation after an overturned truck lost its load of 8 million dimes.
Oh,
$800,000 worth of change.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
The Texas Department of Public Safety said the 18-wheeler rolled onto its side in the southbound lanes of US 81-287 near the farm road of Alvad. The department said the truck had gone off the road and the driver overcorrected, causing the vehicle to overturn. Driver and passenger were both taken to the hospital with minor injuries. That's They're good. Doing okay. They're already home.
Good.
No word on if all the dimes have been collected. They confirmed the truck lost about 8 million freshly minted dimes. So I actually, the earlier, I don't know what they were saying in the article. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot more than they were talking
about. Yeah, they got nice shiny. They're new. So that means they're a little shiny, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I thought that was going to show. No. There was some footage of this, and it was about what you'd think. Just people running around picking up dimes and everything.
Right.
But here it is.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I mean, has anybody ever tried to pick up change on cement?
Especially dimes, man. They're so thin and small.
You could make the argument the dime is the worst of all the coins to have to try to pick up.
Yes. Oh, there we go. There's some piles there that they showed. Yeah. Okay.
And then we're talking. This is on a highway.
It's
not even just a regular street. It's on a highway. Mm-hmm. So you know you're picking up other stuff, debris and everything for. Like what? there were some people crediting in one of the articles I read of it was really great to see people not trying to steal the money essentially and some of that, and that there was only a couple of people doing that
like dimes, seriously. Yeah,
like I know it's rough out there, but I'm not sure that look, I love any chance to give our fellow human beings credit.
Sure.
I don't know if we necessarily, because there might have been, for one thing, there might have been people trying to steal the money, but they just couldn't get even one dime picked up.
And like, so people, hey, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Finally, you look over your shoulder, you see the cop, and like, okay, fine.
All right, I'll leave it there.
I had to try.
Leave it there.
The other thing of just what? Piling all this up and you put, like stuffing your pockets full of dimes and dirt. And
what dime? What are we talking about? You got like bulging pockets just full of dimes? Yeah.
I don't know. The other part of this, that's a lot of money and everything.
Right.
So when this stuff happens, these kind of things, I've done a couple of these stories over the years, and I don't usually do the follow-up because, to be honest, it's kind of boring, but just real quick, they have to count this all. They have to make sure that every single penny is accounted for. Right. So somebody's counting that.
Oh, God.
It's not like they can throw it in a machine or anything because you have
dirt and all this kind of detritus with it, too. You got to pick them out.
Normally, you could.
Yep.
Normally, they got machines that they just take care of all this and everything, but with something like this, if I've read correctly, and the last one I read about this was maybe 2 years ago.
Sure.
It's human beings counting all of that, man. I'm doing that, like, you better add a couple of these to my paycheck. Just add a couple of them to my paycheck while we're at it.
Well, and ironically, the driver didn't have exact change for the tolls. Maybe it kind of could go... Maybe get one of those dimes from the back.
Just one.
I just need one.
We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on mornings at WFHR. You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning. Follow us. It was too quick. Half a second off. Half a second. It's going to bug me all weekend. We appreciate our friends over at El Cafe so much, not only sponsoring this segment and being a part of things around here, but certainly giving us a chance at the beginning of every month to grab some winners and qualifiers. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, Terry Johns and I grabbed our winner for April. I should say Terry did. Mm-hmm. Jerry and Rose Nash were our winners of the month of April.
Congratulations.
Just wanted to get that out there again. Yes. Try to get those, make sure that they hear that.
Yep.
We appreciate Jerry and Rose and everybody that got us birthdays and anniversaries for last month. We're collecting nominees for May.
We need names for May, everybody.
Get
you know May
us.
Birthdays.
Yes. And keep in mind, everybody, that our friends at El Cafe got their great Friday fish fry going on tonight. Be sure to head on over there. Check that out. Mm-hmm. Some of the other great things that they got going on over there. Support our friends at El Cafe. Great, amazing people over there. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com is how you can email us. You can also direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up
424-2600, area code 715. Call now, call today.
Look forward to talking with you, everybody.
Yeah.
Seth, I need a one or a two.
One.
And a one or a two.
One again. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Fooled ya.
We dive in. Just put the spotlight on one birthday for today, and it's April Wilson.
Happy birthday, April.
Enjoy the day, April. We hope it's a fantastic day.
You do realize, April, you were born in May.
Yes. Yes. That's.
I'm guessing they had the name picked out. Right, you know, they're like, well, we're going to call her April because the due date, I'm guessing, was in April at the time. And then, oh, darn. And they just liked the name too much. They didn't want to get rid of it. So
after almost 10 years of doing this segment, if it hasn't been clear to everybody, I love names. And I love what I only think I love more than names is the story behind them. And man, I want to know that story.
Me
April.
Too.
You got to tell us.
Yeah. My youngest nephew is similar to that. My sister and my brother-in-law had decided to name him August because the due date was. You know, and he barely made it August 3rd. He was born August 3rd, but they were going to name him August no matter what, even if he was born in July.
I grew up with a kid, not grew up, but I knew a kid when I was little in Chicago and everything. His family, born and raised Chicago, spent their whole time there and everything. His name was Brooklyn.
I just like the name Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'd never heard of anything other than they just like the name Brooklyn. We wish you a great day, April.
Yes.
Enjoy. Taking a look at Saturday, we wish a happy birthday to Kelly McLean.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Enjoy the day, Kelly. And a very happy birthday to Vicky Smith, our qualifier.
Happy birthday and congratulations, Vicky.
Enjoy the day, Vicky.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, we're wishing a very happy birthday to Dr. Aaron Stoiber-Aldi.
Oh, Dr. Aaron, happy birthday to you.
Just awesome. One of the best bosses you'll ever have. Just an amazing person.
She's great.
Very, very good at her job. Her and Dr. Mo and the gang over there, and Corey and everybody over there.
The whole gang over there.
Stoiber Healthcare, we wish a good morning too and a great weekend too. And Dr. Aaron, you have a good one. You enjoy your a whole weekend. Make the whole weekend your birthday.
That's right.
She earns it. She deserves it. And our qualifier for Sunday, Janet King.
Janet, congratulations and happy birthday on Sunday.
Enjoy the day, Janet. Hope it's a good one for you. Taking a look at who everybody is sharing their birthday with. Today, Lily Allen is 40. She's a little older than I would have expected.
Yeah, she's been around for a while. She started pretty early, I think, in showbiz.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
But she's a singer, and she does TV shows, hosted. She does a lot of different stuff.
Her and David Harbour, or the guy from Stranger Things.
Yes, David Harbour, yeah.
Last I checked, at least, I don't keep up on this stuff, but they're married, and they seem like one of those really like interesting ones like to sit in on and have coffee with. Like they seem like they'd be an interesting couple.
They are both characters, like in real life, too. They're not just not talented people, but they're interesting.
Ellie Kemper is 45. Erin on The Office. She was also in Netflix's show, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She's been in a couple of commercials recently and stuff, but she's one of those ones I really thought that she'd have a bigger star, bigger.
She's very funny.
Yeah.
She's extremely funny, yes.
She came into The Office late, and it's so hard to come into such a deep cast that's so got such chemistry and such a connection on and off the screen.
Right.
And that you walk in and you're that kind of talent. She hung all right with them. She did a good job. I expect to see more of her going forward.
Me too.
Still, David Beckham is 50.
Wow.
It does not look it. Yeah.
One of the all-time greats
in
football, yes.
Bend it like Beckham. I mean...
If you have something like that named after you, I mean, yeah, seriously.
One of the greatest voices in acting and voice acting I have ever heard. Matt Berry is 51.
Oh.
Certainly the IT crowd, the IT crowd, he was on that a bit, a lot of British shows back in the day, but I think American audiences may know him better as Laszlo from What We Do in the Shadows, one of the greatest TV shows of all time. Love it.
Good stuff.
Matthew Berry has a comedic timing and a tone and an approach and an energy to his delivery that is incredibly American from an Englishman. I think he's
fascinating. Yeah.
It's really, really interesting that the way he is. And if you don't want to label it as American, I don't know anything else you could. It's the closest there to it. Right. I've never heard anybody or seen somebody that is so confident and direct with not necessarily the history of that, to build that and everything. He's just born that way. He's just, I love his work.
Good stuff.
I love his work. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is 53.
Oh, man. I can't, you know, to go from where he started, you know. He was a very popular wrestler, you know. He had the eyebrow thing. He had all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
To where he is now, I mean, that's a remarkable career, man. And from where he, you know, his family life, where he started from, you know, like on the fringes of show business and that stuff, and, you know, in sport, the sports world and all that. Yeah. It's just a really interesting story.
So he comes from the famous Mafia family, the Hawaiian wrestlers that you and I grew up with the old WWE and stuff like that. The tag team his father and his uncle were a part of. He wants to break off on his own and become a football player. He gets a scholarship at the University of Miami to play defensive line. I think he was on the national championship team there in 94 or something. Blows out his knee horribly to the point
what
where
happens to a lot of players.
Yeah, it was blown out so badly that you're never going to be able to play football again.
No.
So he goes to the family business and starts wrestling, and he's not really that excited about it. It's not what he wanted to do, but it shows him that I'm actually pretty good on the microphone. I can talk, as well as I already know all the wrestling moves. I've been doing them since literally I was a little kid.
Right.
So these worlds merge. And as good as I think that, I believe that Stone Cold, for me, was my favorite and the overall best at the microphone, the wrestling, the promotions, all that. Nobody's ever going to beat Stone Cold in my eyes. Triple H, some of these guys around that time were pretty good. There was nobody, I think you can make the argument, that was born for this life like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Literally born into the family.
Yes,
falls into wrestling and falls into loving with it, falling in love with it, to the point where he's so good that you can't keep his star down.
Right.
And he does one of the hardest transitions there is. Now it's nothing. It doesn't think anything of it. But Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, any of these individuals never got any respect in the acting world.
Right.
They would get hired but to play the typical roles or something that they can make fun of, like Hulk Hogan and the Nanny or something like that.
Right. And for their name, basically. It's for their notoriety kind of thing, yeah.
The Rock changed the game. And again, I don't want to say this like I'm a gigantic Rock fan or anything. I just, you were touching on the arc of a person, the arc of a person's career, and to be able to take it and go from where he has to being one of the biggest, most recognizable stars in the whole world.
In the whole movie world. Stars. Yes.
Like a true bona fide movie star.
Yeah.
And somebody who's actually got acting chops.
Mm-hmm.
I brought it up before when I saw it, that the Jungle movie did.
The Jungle Cruise.
I just watched it for fun. I just had it on in the background, and I really love Emily Blunt. I didn't really care that much about his performance, to be honest with you.
Yep.
He blew me away. He had some really nice moments in there where he was serious and romantic.
Yes, he did some great stuff.
And then if you don't believe me, watch the trailer for the new movie he has coming out, where he plays Mark Kerr, a famous UFC fighter, one of the early guys that really got into... Got UFC where it is
right,
before
right.
the during the before the Gracies even and stuff. It's called the Smashing Machine, and Seth. I'm going to show Seth just some pictures of him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Of playing this guy, and it's not just that he's unrecognizable, Seth. You've never seen maybe you've never seen an actor change gears as much as this guy. You got to look it up.
Transform. Okay,
it's incredible what he did. It's incredible. So I encourage people to check it out or just look at the trailer at least. You know,
He's 53. Amazing.
53.
Yeah. Wow.
It's incredible. Like that's him.
Wow. Wow.
It looks nothing.
It looks nothing like him. Wow, that's amazing.
It looks very real.
Yes,
it doesn't look like he has prosthetics on his face or anything like that.
Very natural. It looks like it's his actual face. Yeah,
I'm curious about the movie. I'm always interested in biopics, but just to see how that worked with fighting scenes and everything, I'm curious about.
Yep.
Taking a look at some more birthdays today. Let's see here. Larry Gatlin is 77, leader of the country's Gatlin brothers.
Yeah.
And a great interview, I can say.
Yes, you did. You interviewed him.
He was awesome, man. Larry Gatlin. I will back the Gatlins the rest of my life. Larry Gatlin treated me great. He's nice. A good guy. And then I wanted to take a look at just some Saturday birthdays real quick.
Okay.
Richard Ziegler is 24, Snow White and West Side Story.
Okay.
Ooh. She's having a rough go of it right now.
Fortunately.
Rachel, don't blame fans.
No.
Don't blame fans for not going to your movie.
No.
Don't.
That's a terrible look.
Oh, my God. Has there ever been a moment in time at all where people were like, you know what? Yeah, I am to blame. It's my fault I didn't go spend $20 on your movie. I'm like, yeah. That really goes well.
Ugh. No.
You can survive a bomb. Just stay quiet. Keep your head down. You can survive a bomb.
Talk about the stuff you liked about it.
Yep.
You don't have to, you know, just say like, wow, it was really fun to make and that stuff, whatever. Yeah.
For a while there, she was going to movie theaters and yelling at her followers that nobody was filling this the whole studio, the whole arena was empty and stuff and these things. Like,
well, that's like privilege stuff. That's just nasty.
I don't even know anything about her other than this stuff. It's really bad.
Which probably a lot of people now. That's the only thing they know about her.
Somebody going in the opposite direction. Ella Langley is 26. Best new female artist at this year's ACM Awards. Got a hit song on her belt and got another one on the way, I believe.
Yep.
She's another one of the up-and-coming rising stars of country music.
Which you can hear on WIRI.
Nicely done. One of the best songwriters in Nashville, speaking of WIRI, one of my favorite guys to play, Eric Church, is 48 today. Springsteen, Drink in My Hand. He is, there's a lot of country artists out there right now that are pandering, that aren't even writing their own songs.
Right.
Morgan Wallen is, I think, the biggest of all of these, where he throws a chair and then people talk about him and then he has a song. That's it.
Right.
He doesn't write any of his own music. He's pandering to the audience and all this. And then there's Eric Church, who's the real deal. Mm-hmm. And all the fame that Morgan Wallen has or whatever, I feel like should be on a guy like that.
Right.
He's the real deal. He's not pandering. He's just writing real music in the heart of Nashville and has been from the beginning.
Right. He has he's got such an interesting delivery.
Yeah.
Eric Church does. He's got an interesting voice and an interesting delivery, but man, he's a very good songwriter.
This is interesting. Christopher Cross is 74 tomorrow, and Frankie Valli is 91 tomorrow.
Two high-pitched singers.
Interesting. And they share a birthday with a couple of other singers.
Oh.
James Brown, the godfather of soul, the hardest working man in show business.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he passed away in 2006, I'm still saying he's the hardest working man in show business. Pete Seeger, legendary folk singer.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
And Bing Crosby. Oh,
wait, what day? What is the day? It's Saturday. The second day of, or that's a Saturday.
May 3rd. May 3rd is,
wow.
If you want your kid to be a singer.
Have him born on May
3rd. Yeah. Holy cow.
What a variety of singers, too. All those different. We had country. We had traditional pop. We have Christopher Cross, soft rock, you know, and all
it's
the
crazy
stuff. It's amazing.
Funk. Also, Greg Gumbel would have been celebrating birthday tomorrow. Just passed away last year. One of the Gumbel brothers. A fantastic broadcaster.
Great.
Fantastic.
One of the best sports guys ever, I think.
And then a quick look at a Sunday birthday. Shamir Moore is 30. Miles Morales in Spider-Man, Spider-Universe.
Ooh.
Rory McIlroy is 36. Recent Masters winner and a career Grand Slam winner.
Finally. Yeah. Rory. Get that monkey off your back. Yeah.
I I look forward to seeing which way this goes with him, where he's now just completely relaxed and doesn't win another tournament, or now with the monkey off his back,
the fire is burning, right?
Maybe he just goes on a run here and everything. He's still so young for this game and everything, and I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm repeating what my brother talks about. Aaron Andrews is 47, Dancing with the Stars co-host, Fox Sports lead sideline reporter, and amazing at her job.
Yes.
I've always appreciated her.
By the way, she has a really interesting podcast. I can't remember with some other lady, and I can't remember her name, but she is so real. She is so natural. She does not care what people think about she. I love her because she does her job, but she's not... She doesn't put on airs. She's a very real person. I agree. Yeah.
And with what she went through and everything.
Some really nasty stuff. Stalkers and stuff. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been surprising me if she just kind of like packed her bags and like, you know what? But no, she wasn't going to let that take away her love of the job. She loves sports, loves to get to do what you can tell. Like, she pushed through that and everything. Yeah. She's something.
She's great.
One of my faves, Will Arnett is 55. Batman in the Lego movies, Batman in Arrested Development, and one of the best voices ever. God, he's got a great voice.
he's got that. At first, I thought it was an affectation, you know, that gravelly, but that's actually his voice. I didn't realize that. Wow.
Anna Gasteyer is 58 on Sunday. One of the SNL alums.
She's great.
Oh God, she's good. One of the Glinda. No, she didn't. Did she play Glinda or Elphaba? I can't remember. I know she was in Wicked.
Okay,
Wicked.
I don't remember.
Did it on Broadway. Speaking of great voices and great country voices, I think that if somebody's never heard country music and you want to know what country music sounds like, I think one of the first voices I'm pulling out is Randy Travis, 66. Yeah,
I agree.
Sunday.
Totally agree.
And that saying he's the greatest voice of country music or anything like that. I just feel like he's such a good idea of, hey, you want to know what country music is?
Yep.
Here's some Randy Travis.
Totally real. Great voice. I mean, he's got a very distinctive singing style and voice, and a great songwriter too. Yeah. He's written some fabulous songs.
Yeah, and still touring, even with all of his health conditions and everything. I admire so much of what he's doing. Yep. Again, talk about loving what you do. Randy Travis got all the money, his legacy set.
Yep.
He still wants to be out there, man.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. And then people no longer with us. Nick Ashford on Sunday would have been celebrating birthday, or Valerie Simpson and Ashford Simpson.
Ashford and Simpson. Ashford and Simpson. Ooh, what a great group
and
team.
One of the greatest actors of all time. And I will be able to say this now, next year, 20 years from now, 30, 40, 50 years from now, Audrey Hepburn.
Yes.
1929, passed away in 93. The definition of great acting.
Class.
Class, great
class
acting.
All the way.
Audrey Hepburn, working young, working middle age, working, of course, Hollywood let go of her, use actresses in a certain age. And just like every time she touched the movie screen, she was they filmed her. Mm-hmm. It was incredible work. Mm-hmm. Incredible work. Her just, it's almost one of the most flawless IMDb pages you will ever see.
Just, all the great stuff. Of course, Breakfast at Tiffany's, the iconic role for her. And it's still, she is so good in that movie. She is so good.
Young, I just wanted to pull up her last movie, but just young Audrey Hepburn. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, man. Like, jeez. I was going to say Roman Holiday, but
that's
got
a good
completely
one too.
Distracted. Completely distracted. That's an incredible woman.
A great beauty as well. We have to say that.
I was going to bring up Wait Till Dark. That's one of my favorite movies. I used to watch with my nana all the time. Mm-hmm. One of my dream roles is playing Lurt. But it's her work in it that really stands out, because nobody was doing work like that.
Yeah. She plays a blind person, right? Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she went through the training to become, like, she looks like she's, you would watch that
would
movie
know.
And not know the difference.
Yep.
It's one of the greats of all time.
Yep. Love her.
A big thank you to our friends at El Cafe and all of you for celebrating with us and getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate you. We're getting to news, sports, and partner break. We'll be back. Get you some free Culvers with our star of the day. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You get it right. You haven't won anything in 30 days. You call up 715-424-2600, or you can use the Civic Media app. You get it right, and boom, just like that, you get a kid's meal and adult meal from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Awesome. Let us do it.
Get some Culvers in your life, everybody. Yes. And I expect somebody within the first 5 to 10 seconds on this one. Get ready to call up or use the Civic Media app and join us and be our next star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Here it is. Right there.
It's right there. Another
wow.
theme. Can I give a hint?
Please.
Mike Post did Ooh, many yeah. TV themes that over his long career.
There's like,
this is probably one of the most iconic, that Hill Street Blues.
There's the original TV show, and there's yep. like 18 spin-offs of it. It's been around almost as long as I've been alive. Wow. Guys don't know this one. All right. Take a guess. 715-424-2600. I also know that we're in a new time slot here with this.
People aren't as used to it, true, but we got a caller now. Let's see what they say.
Let's go ahead and see if we've got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Law and Order.
Yes. There you go.
Make this official. There we are. Nicely done. So you just taking a stab at that one, or did you get it right? Or did you know this one?
Oh, I just knew it right away. I just had to fumble around with my phone.
Sure. I have been there.
Right, yeah.
No, that's understandable. Just such a... Are you a fan of the show? Watch the show?
Yes, I listen to you guys all the time.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Oh, I meant Law and Order, but we'll take that.
Hey, well, thank you,
Seth, I need you to cut that, splice that, and turn that into a promo right there. What's your first name, sir?
Harold,
thank you so much for listening and playing along, Harold. We appreciate you. Hang on the line, going to get a little information from you off air, but you are our newest star of the day.
All right.
Appreciate Harold calling in there. That's awesome. That was great.
Excellent.
And we got a bumper out of it. We got no doubt. So, just a couple of quick things on this one. For one, I do think that this is one of the most famous and best theme songs ever.
It's got to be, man.
But what I wanted to really do for the song, for the, you know, for the, the Art Culver Star of the Day,
right.
was do the bump bump.
Okay.
That.
Yes.
Famous bump bump. You got to get that in there. Yeah.
Wait.
Put it in my veins.
They call that the doink doink.
Yeah, it's not the doink doink. It's a bump bump.
The chung chung is better. They had that too, a.k.a. the doink. That's not a doink sound. Get out of here.
And that sound sounds like one of the most simple sounds in the world, but it is a composite sound created by combining various sounds, including a jail door slamming, a hammer hitting an anvil, drum noises, and monks.
In those two little bump bums.
Yes.
Wow.
They were so worried about it, somebody copying it and stealing it, so they came up with it. The guy that created it came up with this insane like version thing, and they copyrighted it. And now it's you know,
iconic.
Yeah.
It is totally iconic. Ones. If you hear that sound, I mean, people know what it is. Even if they don't watch the show or never watch the show, they know what it is.
We appreciate Harold and all of you trying to call in and be a part of this. Yep. Be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culvers and be our star of the day. Yeah. Seth and I will be back with more show. It's this end part, man. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, that's our intro music. That's for this segment. Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Big shout out to Harold, our newest star of the day.
Yes.
We appreciate Harold and all of you guys calling in and being having fun with these segments with us and everything. Yes. We'll have another edition of Star of the Day next week, and it'll be a good one.
Yep.
I got a couple of the next couple lined up here and everything. I'm excited about them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be in next Friday, I believe, and then I think after that Terry is.
Yes.
And
got
ones lined up for that. It's going to be fun.
Very nice.
Be listening every Friday for another edition of the Star of the Day.
Yes.
One other quick note about this that I wanted to get to.
Oh, okay.
For anybody that did not see, they've got a special guest star showing up on a Law & Order coming up here and everything.
Rick, you broke. And oh, by the way, I'm keeping my 5%.
Stephen A. Smith is showing up on Law & Order.
What?
He was just on General Hospital.
What is he? What is he pivoting here? Is he acting?
Yeah,
what is he doing?
He's trying. These are the steps that he's taking to possibly run for president. It was a joke, and now his agent got in his ear and like, hey, you might actually like, you know. Now he's going to do it. No doubt in my mind.
So he's starting to lay the groundwork. See, he's starting to appear in different, you know, the media. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now he just got a new bump from ESPN.
Right.
If he gets another bump, I don't know if he will.
No.
But, it, I mean, you know, just the money he's making and everything, you really don't make a lot of money being president.
No. Compared to what he's making now. Right. I mean, he's making a lot of money. So
I don't know. But this is all building. Now, I understand his agent, other people might be talking about him building for the presidency, something like
whatever,
this.
Whatever, yeah.
I disagree completely. I believe his whole career has been building up to being on Law and Order. Because it's great. And Jack McCoy, for my money, is the greatest TV lawyer of all time. I know Perry Mason, Matlock. There's a lot of great ones. For me, it's Jack McCoy.
Man.
It is Sam Watterson as Jack McCoy. Stephen A. Smith. Now, it looks like, if I don't want to spoil anything here, but it looks like he plays an agent, and I think he dies in this one. But they bring him back as an attorney, either a defense attorney or a public defender. Imagine Stephen A. Smith like grilling somebody in the box, or you know, in the courtroom.
Right.
Oh my God! Like that's his whole career. That's what it's been building to.
Just all you need is just tell him he's you know, arguing with someone, and that's he'll be there. He'll be right on it.
Somebody gonna lose whatever.
I want to see him and Sam Watterson get into it. That's what I want to see, man. Yeah, that'd be fun.
You have no choice. You could be the most innocent person ever, and if Stephen A. Smith is coming at you, you're gonna own it. You're like I have everything to do with it.
That's great.
Four things to look forward to in May is how we wrap up the first hour here on a Friday edition of the morning show. And we're looking at sports at first. Now, there's a bunch of stuff to look forward to, and maybe we will get to. But taking a quick look at sports,
okay,
something we'll be talking about on Playmakers tonight from 4 to 5 on 105.5. Be sure to check it out. Seth and I will be hanging out. The NBA and NHL playoffs are continuing, of course. They have been so darn good, too. It's been very exciting.
So far, yes. Yeah, Lakers.
yeah, that whole thing.
Sorry, I can't help it on that one.
And
it was the Wolves that did it, too, so I'm not happy about that.
Well, not only that, so in the NBA, like every other sports league, you got your face of the league, and then you got your fan face of the league. And LeBron, until he retires, is probably the face of the NBA.
Yeah.
If not him, then there's a couple of others like Wimby and something like that.
Yeah.
But the fan face of the league has been and is going to be for the foreseeable future right in Minnesota, and Anthony Edwards. He beats the Lakers the other day and then decides to walk around Staples Arena heckling fans. and they love it. They eat it up.
I know. He's such a personable guy. The fact that he kind of looks like Michael Jordan, I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but he does. It's weird, actually.
Well,
but,
and I'll give him, I want to give him credit on this, too, similar to Jordan. He worked in the offseason on his three-pointers, led the league in three-pointers this year. Like, it's not enough to be able to talk good game. Anybody can do that. You have to be an elite player to be able to do what he's doing right now, on the court and off the court.
Yeah, right. And some of the vitriol aimed at Luka Doncic is maybe a little unfair, but still.
Yeah.
If he would play defense just like once, that'd be great. Once.
You can make an argument, had he played defense on one possession that he was playing defense on, they might have won that game.
Yeah, right.
The Kentucky Derby is Saturday, then the Preakness on May 17th. I really want to ask the question on Playmakers later today. Is anybody paying attention to horse racing anymore? I don't mean that like a judgment way. I'm genuinely asking. I know that that's a thing nowadays in media. I'm not saying. I'm just asking questions. No, I actually ask questions. I don't do that.
Sincerely, yes.
Yes. I genuinely am curious because I didn't grow up with horse racing and I don't know anybody that really likes it. But I did grow up in a boxing household, and boxing and horse racing are in a very similar light as far as like kind of just
strangely enough. You're right, though. Yeah.
The PGA Championship starts on May 15th, and of course the Indy 500 is May 25th. French Open is the same day.
Wow, I didn't realize all those are all real important things happening in May. Wow.
Big month for movies. This has been shifting for years now, where the big Hollywood blockbuster that would usually come out on July 4th is now coming out earlier and earlier.
Yep. The summer season starts early now in May. Yep.
Anytime I hear somebody say, oh, we're celebrating Christmas earlier and earlier, all I can think of is the summer blockbuster is happening earlier and earlier. And proof of it, today, Thunderbolts is out. Marvel's biggest movie of the summer is coming out today. This one is getting great reviews, too. Yes.
This one looks like a lot of fun. Something that maybe the Marvel movies have been lacking lately, the kind of the cold streak they've been on. And to be honest, I mean, it's affected my thing. It's been the sheen is off a little bit for it. But this one, because of the actors that are in it and the characters they're playing. I think they have a lot. There's a really cool chance for a lot of fun in this. I mean, you've seen it in some of the trailers and stuff, but yeah.
We brought it up earlier with David Harbour. He's reprising his role in this. You got Florence Pugh, who is one of the most sought-after actors out there, along with bringing in a new character in the Bob character and stuff that I think people are going to enjoy.
Yeah.
And
Sebastian Stan. Yeah. I mean, he's so good as Bucky. He's great, yeah.
He is having a run, too.
Yes, he is.
All that being said, one of the things that I think I'm hearing most people coming out of it with is their approach to mental health in this movie and the way they cover it. I'm hearing more people talk about that than the action of the movie. So I think that's interesting.
That means that they really focused on it, yeah.
Alec Baldwin's Western Rust is coming out as well. This is the one, of course, with the tragic onset shooting. And everything I'm hearing about that one, the only reason people are seeing it is because of that. I'm hearing some really, really bad reviews for his performance and the storyline and some of that. And that's hard for me. I've been waiting for new Westerns. I love Westerns. And I was excited at first about this Alec Baldwin Western. That sounds pretty good. Then all this stuff. And then I'm hearing the reviews. It just doesn't sound good.
No, not interested.
A lot of people talking about Friendship with Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. That is a little bit of a darker performance for Paul Rudd. The live action Lilo and Stitch is coming out on May 23rd. But the big one is Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, May 23rd as well coming out.
I'm curious to see how well that one does. The last one did not do that well.
So
we're going to see if people are finally done with this, or because we know it's the end, you know, for at least for Tom Cruise coming up here, is if that's going to have any effect.
I'm curious to see two things of this one. One, if this is his last action role, because that's pretty much all he's done lately, which is a shame to me because he's a great actor. Like, go watch Magnolia. Watch one scene from Magnolia and you'll see what he can do.
There was a time when he would take chances. And for whatever, he kind of had a down dip in his career.
Yeah.
But ever since he's come back, you're right. It's nothing but action movies.
And we all know, the moment, whether you know it or not, that this happened. He jumped on Oprah's couch.
Yeah.
And he
started acting like a crazy man. Yeah.
He lost a role from that, one role from that. And he was going, like, the rest of his career now, he's like, he started his own movie production company. Mm-hmm. So he'd make sure, hey, what better way to make sure you got roles? You're literally casting yourself in Mission Impossible in all these movies. It worked.
It totally worked.
That's the wildest thing of it too, is that his star, what you're right, was fading and then shot right back up with the first Mission Impossible movie.
He was no one has been, except for a few exceptions, no one's been better at their career, at managing his own career than Tom Cruise. He's been so good at that.
He's not only, I believe, the most, he's got the numbers as far as most money ever, and
box office money,
selling and everything. Think about, like, in a day of cancel culture and all these things and all the stuff that's going on, how he survived all this. Like, he is the face of Scientology. Yes. He's had some other stuff too, and none of it has touched him. It's even come close to touching his career. Mm-hmm. Everybody's still talking about Top Gun, and then they're going to die. They're going to go, and this movie's going to do great in the theaters.
Right.
I think the problem was he bet on himself too much with this one. And, I could turn this final Mission Impossible movie into two. The same thing happened to Wicked. No matter how big and popular it is, why am I going to see the first one when there's a second one coming? I'll see the first one at home and go to the theater for the second one.
Right.
That's what most people are doing nowadays because it costs an arm and a leg to go to see the movies.
Right. That's the issue.
This is where I do hold him accountable, and I do think that he is one of the biggest marks on his career is how out of touch he is with his fan base and the American people.
Yeah.
And this is not just Tom Cruise. This is a lot of actors and a lot of
producers too. Yeah.
More than actors, producers, and casting directors. Way out of touch.
Yeah.
I will point to every live action animated movie there is and some of the casting choices and some of that.
Aye.
On TV, David Spade's new stand-up special hits Prime next Tuesday. That could be good.
Wow.
The ACM Awards on the next Thursday, and season 2 of Poker Faces hits Peacock. That's been a big hit. And a very big hit on Max, Conan O'Brien Must Go. He's got a new season of that one. Also on TV, Welcome to Wrexham hits FX on the 15th. A very show that's getting a lot of attention, Murderbot with Alex Skarsgård. It's more of a bit of a dark comedy.
Okay.
That's April 17th on Apple TV.
Man, Skarsgård family's in it. It's got to be pretty good, man. They're
just
so good.
Watch an episode of Andor and Stellan Skarsgård.
He's so good.
good.
The role he's playing in this, he's not a bad guy, but he's playing it like a bad guy.
Yep.
But he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And it's so good. I could watch Stellan Skarsgård
do anything. Read the phone book, right? Yeah.
Anything. Love him. Lego Masters hits Fox on 19th. That may be, between you and I, Seth, that may be the one reality show I've ever been curious to watch.
My kids have watched episodes of that. Is that the one that's hosted by Will Arnett?
Yes, I believe
it is. Yeah,
and I'll admit that's a little bit of it.
And totally, he's really good in that show because he's very funny. But no, it's a really fascinating show.
I love Legos.
My kids love it.
So, Legos are awesome.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman also has a new Netflix special coming out. Season 8 of Big Mouth is also coming up. Rick and Morty starts on the 25th and season 8. That's exciting, but you never know when those are going to wrap up. America's Music Awards is the 26th on CBS, and season 20 of America's Got Talent premieres on NBC May 27th.
Mm.
And of course, the holidays. May 5th is my oldest daughter Bria's birthday, but it's also Cinco de Mayo. It's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo.
National holidays, man.
The only Independence Day of another country we celebrate in this one. I don't think a lot of people.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo, right? Yeah,
Now, Cinco de Mayo. I'm sorry, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day,
right.
But it is a day. It is a very.
It's a big national holiday in Mexico. Yeah,
and I really while you might be planning what to drink or anything, if you've never learned the history, I'm a sucker for American history.
Mm-hmm.
But Cinco de Mayo is one of the most fascinating stories. Mm-hmm. The reason that day is celebrated. I mean, it's such a cool story.
Right.
I think. Mother's Day, the big one, is on the 11th.
Yes,
and of
it
course,
is.
Memorial Day is on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Day, may the 4th be with you. National Teachers Day is the 6th. National Mimosa Day is the 16th. Armed Forces Day is the 17th.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And National Hamburger Day is May 28th.
May 28th. Okay, mark my calendar there. I'm going to have a burger that day. All right.
I mentioned my daughter Bria's birthday. A couple of days after that, my little brother's birthday happens. Mm-hmm. That's what May means to me. What about you out there? What are you looking forward to in May? Got a lot of great things going on, Seth, including some local theater. Of course, our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have their Noises Off, their second show performance tonight.
Yep.
We'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We have our friends at CWAC have their show coming up
next week.
Next weekend. You can hear about that on this weekend's Director's Cut.
Yes.
Director's Playhouse.
Director's Playhouse.
I knew
correct.
I was going to do it at least one.
5 to 6,
and
on Sunday.
I wanted to take a moment to hype up the Lightning Thief coming up.
Yeah. So there we have, the reviews are in. It's fabulous, everyone.
Yeah.
I had their opening night last night, and according to the person I know that's in it, they knocked it out of the park, he said. So, and the audience concurred. There was some really great comments about that. You can see it tonight at 7, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 2 over at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. The box office opens about an hour before the show, so you can get your tickets like James is handling over there.
I was hoping the sound effect would be better.
I know.
It's not really.
It doesn't sound. We need a fake sound effect. It actually sounds better. So head on over there tonight or Saturday or Sunday, everyone. I can guarantee you will have a fun time at The Lightning Thief.
I got 4 tickets right here to go see it for free, everybody. And when you're going to see this show, you're not only going to see a great show, a wonderful performance from some wonderful actors, but you are also supporting the arts in our community. You are supporting these kids, helping them build their confidence, their people skills, so many other things.
So many other things.
Just
so
from sitting there and taking in a good show and laughing and smiling and all
fun.
Of that.
This is great music, too.
It's a great Friday night. I say you go get dinner beforehand, maybe Culver's, you know, get some Culver's, and you go right on over there and head in. And all you got to do to win these tickets is give us one of your favorite plays. Just one of your favorite plays.
Give us your plays.
Call up 715-424-2600, or you can text us or call in through the Civic Media app. I will take texts. You can win them that way.
You can win them that way, too,
We just encourage you. You're going to have to come by the studios to pick them up. But we got 4 tickets right here to see The Lightning Thief being performed by the Lincoln High School and Music Department tonight and then this weekend. Mm-hmm. And these are tickets for any show, everybody, so you can use them any night.
Yep. So
call up
plan
and
now.
Get them. Seth and I'll be back with more.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming.